New heading. The soul's search for meaning. Deep within each one of us, there is an inner longing to lead a life of greatness and contribution. To really matter. To really make a difference. We may doubt ourselves and our ability to do so, but I want you to know of my deep conviction that you can live such a life. You have the potential within you. We all do. It is the birthright of the human family. I once visited with the commander of a military base who was truly on fire with his commitment to undertake a significant cultural change inside his organization. He had been in the service for over 30 years, was a full colonel, and was eligible for retirement that very year. After he had been teaching and training his organization for many months, I asked him why he planned to stay on and undertake such a major initiative. One that would require swimming upstream against the tremendous resisting forces of tradition, lethargy, indifference, and low trust. I even said to him, "You could relax. You could have a good retirement. Award banquets would be held in your honor. Loved ones and associates would celebrate you." He became very sober, paused for a long time, and then decided to share with me a very personal, almost sacred experience. He said that his father had recently passed away. When his father was on his deathbed, he called his wife and son, that is the colonel, to his bedside to say goodbye. He could barely speak. His wife wept during the entire visit. The son drew down close to his father, and his father whispered into his ear, "Son, don't do life like I did. I didn't do right by you or by your mother, and I never really made a difference. Son, promise me you won't do life like I did." Those were the last words the colonel heard from his father, who passed away shortly thereafter. But he regarded them as the greatest gift and legacy his father could have ever given him. He made up his mind right there and then that he was going to make a difference in every area of his life. Later, the colonel told me privately that he had been planning to retire and relax. In fact, he had secretly hoped that his successor would not do as well as he had, and that this would be obvious and apparent to all. But when he had this epiphany with his father, he determined to not only become a change catalyst in building principles of enduring leadership into the culture of his command, but also to see to it that his successor would be more successful than he had been, by striving to institutionalize these leadership principles into the structures, systems, and processes of his organization, he would increase the likelihood of passing on his legacy one leader generation to another. He said further that up until that experience with his father, he had knowingly taken the easier road, the lower road, acting basically in a custodial role in the traditions of the past, and that he had chosen a life of mediocrity. But with his father, he resolved as never before to live a life of greatness, a life of real contribution, a life of significance, one that really made a difference. All of us can consciously decide, choose to leave behind a life of mediocrity and to live a life of greatness at home, at work, and in the community. First, at home. No matter what our circumstances may be, such a decision can be made by every one of us. Whether that greatness is manifest by choosing to have a magnificent spirit in the face of an incurable disease, or by simply making a difference in the life of a child, or giving another child a sense of worth and potential, or by becoming a change catalyst inside an organization, or by becoming an initiator of a great cause in society, or a combination of all these initiatives. We all have the power to decide to live a great life, or even simpler, to not only have a good day, but to have a great day. No matter how long we've walked life's pathway to mediocrity, we can always choose to switch paths, to switch roads. Always. It's never too late. We can find our voice. We can create our voice. Once you make the choice to follow this road less traveled, the pathway to finding your own voice is first, discover or create your voice by coming to understand your true nature, by what I call the three magnificent birth gifts outlined in chapter 4, and by developing and using with integrity the intelligence tied to each of the four parts of your nature. Then second, to express your voice by cultivating the highest manifestations of these human intelligences: vision, discipline, passion, and conscience. This will be discussed in chapter 5. Vision, discipline, passion, governed by conscience. And now the film, a beautiful film called The Discovery of a Character. This is a powerful true story that embodies the process of finding or creating your own voice. Several years ago, our firm participated with our local PBS station in broadcasting a video dramatization we developed and filmed in England. The central figure in this remarkable story is an Englishman who transcended a childhood spent as a street urchin to become a reasonably successful writer with a nice home and a loving family. At the time of the story, however, he had developed writer's block. It seemed his creativity had turned off, and his debts were mounting. He was under tremendous deadline pressure from his publisher. He was becoming more and more depressed. He began to fear that his own children would end up on the streets, like so many others that he saw around him, and that he himself, as a youth, had experienced, particularly when his father was in debtor's prison. He was discouraged. He couldn't sleep. He began to spend his nights walking the streets of London. He saw the poverty, the inhumane conditions of children working nights in the factories, the terrible struggle of parents trying to eke out a living for their families. Gradually, the full reality of what he was seeing began to hit him. The impact of selfishness and greed and those who would take advantage of others. An idea touched his heart and began to grow in his mind. There was something he could do that would make a difference. He returned to his writing with an energy and an enthusiasm he had never known. The vision of contribution impassioned and consumed him. He no longer felt doubt or discouragement. He didn't worry about his own financial concerns. He wanted to get this story out, to make it as inexpensive as possible, to make it available to as many people as possible. His whole life had changed. He found his voice. I invite you now to watch this brief film that dramatizes this remarkable man's experience, who became one of the greatest writers in history. You can view it by inserting the DVD into your DVD player and selecting Discovery of a Character. I believe you'll be inspired by the rest of his story.